I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is expected to end his 2020 Democratic presidential campaign today. That's according to the Associated Press. Hickenlooper is not planning to reveal a decision on whether or not he will run for Senate in Colorado, though he has reportedly been discussing the possibility with advisors. U.S. officials plan to give a projection today for the water supply from a key reservoir that feeds the Colorado River. A wet winter likely will fend off mandated water shortages for western states that rely on the river, but those conditions didn't erase the impact of climate change in the region, as it's still getting drier and hotter. Colorado's attorney general is joining a lawsuit with 12 other states aimed at blocking a new rule from the Trump administration that seeks to redefine terms on public assistance when it comes to granting legal status to immigrants. Andrea Chalfin reports.
The new rule unveiled this week would add publicly funded programs like Medicaid, housing vouchers, and food benefits to criteria currently considered by immigration officials. It would also change the terms of when someone becomes a so-called public charge. The lawsuit alleges the changes punish immigrants for using public benefits allowed through Congress and reverses longstanding policy. In a press release from Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser's office, he writes that the rule is an attempt to instill fear in those seeking to become legal residents and, quote, threatens to undermine America's core commitment toward treating people fairly and equally. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
And I'm Abigail Beckman.